This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, Friday morning, what are we seeing in the grains?
To be honest, super quiet on the overnight market. The close of the overnight market, actually, you look from corn all the way down to beans and you don't see anything more than a 2 cent movement. And basically everything's unchanged, maybe a half lower, half higher. So, you know, being ahead of a 3-day weekend, it's a little bit of a surprise. You know, I don't know that there's folks that maybe are worried about taking the wrong side of this thing, but we do know with some of the wet weather in your part of the world, you know, and then, of course, into Brazil, some hotter, drier weather still in the Safrinha crop region. You know, I do think that there's things to talk about, but for the most part, it sure seems like the funds have maybe packed it in and decided to make it a 4-day weekend instead of a 3-day weekend.
And speaking of that wet weather, like you mentioned, already some rainstorms moving across Iowa here this morning. We had some rain in central Iowa already today. Matt, is there a lot of conversations going on between you and producers about potentially having to replant or maybe already getting that seed back into the ground a second time?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that part of the world in Iowa, certainly, you know, that, you know, Des Moines area up to, I'm going to say Cedar Rapids. There's just a lot of talk of, hey, you know, 3, 5, 6, 7 inches of rain. You know, I've been there. And so I feel for these guys. In 2015, we were in a wet weather pattern in the spring we could never break out of. And yes, we ended up having a decent crop, but the problem we saw, Mark, was not only that we had holes in the field, but, you know, we certainly lost nitrogen. So replant's going to be a concern. Nitrogen loss is going to be a concern.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn down 1 even at 463 even. July soybeans up a half cent at 1239 and 3/4. July soybean meal up $2.80 at $379.50. July soybean oil down 5 cents at $45.14. On the Merck, June live cattle down 2 cents at $183.50. August feeder cattle down $1.17 at $260.27. June lean hogs down 12 cents at $94.40. June pork cutout unchanged at $103.50. And Class 3 milk up 14 cents at $20.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.